Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this reading is called Karna Cursed. Karna Cursed. Shh. Just listen. When Karna attained manhood, he approached Drona in order to learn the secrets of the Brahmastra weapon. Drona replied, however, that the knowledge he desired should only be given to a qualified Brahmana who had practiced vows, or to an accomplished Kshatriya who had undergone penance. Drona said, O Radheya, you are neither. Indeed, you hail from the Sutta class of Shudras. Therefore, I will not instruct you. Burning with anger, Karna bowed before Drona and left for the Mahindra mountain, where he knew he would find Parashuram. And when he found the sage, Karna bowed at his feet and said, I am a Brahmana from Bhrigu's dynasty. Kindly instruct me in weaponry. I desire to know the Brahmastra weapon. Parashuram received him kindly and agreed to teach him. Karna then lived at Parashuram's ashram and learned many types of warfare and weaponry from him. While residing on the heavenly mountain, he became a favorite of the many Siddhas and Gandharvas who sported there. He would often go about with his bow and sword, hunting game and wild beasts. Once, while hunting, he accidentally slew a Brahmin's cow. Distraught, he went at once to the Brahmin and told him what had happened. Dropping to the ground before the sage, Karna said in a tearful voice, O best of men, I have killed your cow quite against my will and desire. Please forgive me. Allow me to make some remuneration. But the Brahmin, seeing his beloved cow lying dead, was filled with anger. His face turned red, and he took hold of a sacred thread, signifying his intention to curse Karna. O wicked one, you deserve death for this crime. You will suffer the fruit of your foolishness even in this life. When you finally meet in battle with your mortal enemy, your chariot will be swallowed by the earth. As you have carelessly cut down my cow, so will your head be cut off by your foe. Go now, O vile man. So, that enemy of Karna, who he's going to meet in battle, is Arjuna. Karna tried to appease the Brahmin, but he would not relent. My words will not prove false, he replied. Finally, Karna went away, hanging his head in sorrow. Karna remained in Parashuram's ashram for some time, pleasing the sage by his aptitude for learning and by his humble service attitude. Parashuram taught him everything about the Brahmastra weapon, as well as other powerful missiles, such as the mighty Bhargava Astra. One day, the sage took a walk in the woods, taking Karna with him. After some time, Parashuram became tired and lay down to rest on a grassy slope, placing his head on Karna's lap. As Parashuram slept, a large insect crawled onto Karna's leg and began to burrow into his flesh. Digging deeply, the insect drank Karna's blood. Not wanting to disturb his guru, Karna did not move. He sat without showing the least sign of pain. After some minutes, warm blood ran onto Parashuram's face and awakened him. When Parashuram saw the eight-legged insect on Karna's leg, he melted it with his glance. A Rakshasa suddenly rose into the sky and addressed Parashuram with folded palms.
O best of ascetics, you have now saved me from a hellish existence. Formerly I lived in the higher planets, but one day I assaulted Bhrigu's wife, who cursed me to become an insect. And when I begged for mercy, he told me I would be released from the curse when I came in contact with Ram, the son of Jamadagni. You have now rescued me. Thank you, O sage. I will now depart.
The Rakshasa vanished, leaving the Rishi glaring at Karna. You wretch! How can you be a Brahman? No Brahmana could tolerate such pain. Only a Kshatriya has such patience. Tell me the truth. Who are you? Trembling, Karna replied, O Lord, I am Karna, and I have been born in the Suta race, a mixture of Brahmins and Kshatriyas. Coming to you as my teacher, O scion of Bhrigu's line, I saw you as my father. Thus did I call myself a member of Bhrigu's family. Please forgive me, for I am your humble servant. Through his anger, Parashuram smiled. Looking down at Karna, who had prostrated himself on the earth with folded palms, Parashuram said, Greedy for weapons, you have lied to me. Therefore I say this. When you face your greatest danger, and when you desperately need your most powerful celestial weapon, you will not be able to remember the mantras. Otherwise, you will be peerless in weaponry. Now leave me at once, for this is no place for one who behaves falsely. Karna left shamefacedly, and later joined Duryodhan in Hastinapur. So Karna was cursed twice. The first time, because by accident, he shot a cow. But the Brahman said, never mind. The day will come. You are fighting your enemy, and your chariot will be stuck, and you will die. And now, because he lied to his guru, he was not truthful. Parashuram has told him, at the moment you want these weapons, you will not remember the appropriate mantras. Now I will tell you one more story, which ties in with this. So, Karna's second mistake was not being completely truthful and honest. So there's a story. There was a rishi, and a young boy came to the rishi and said, I want to become your disciple. So the rishi said, I want to know who is your father. So the young boy went back to his mother And the boy said, the Rishi will accept me as his student if I tell him who is my father. But the mother was a prostitute. She had no idea who his father was. So she told the boy, I have no way of knowing who is your father. So the boy went back to the sage. He didn't lie. He didn't pretend. He told the sage, Sage, I come from such a family. My mother does not know who is my father. The sage says, that's all right. I will accept you as my student because you are truthful. You did not hide. You did not pretend. You are honest with me. That tells me you are a Brahmin. That boy then was accepted. The moral of the story is, always tell the truth. Do not lie. Do not pretend. Especially, you tell your mother and father the truth. Don't lie to your parents. Do you understand? No matter what, no matter how old you get, never lie to your parents. If they ask you, you tell them the whole truth. You understand?